Shaquille O'Neal had an issue, and they're doing the halftime show and the pregame show, and in the middle of a halftime report with Ernie Johnson, Kenny the Jet Smith, Charles Barkley, and Shaquille O'Neal, Shaq got up and began to walk across the floor in front of the table where they sit, and apparently it was an unscheduled bathroom visit, even though they were on.
You all right, big fella?
Yeah, you know, catching a cramp?
Go ahead, keep talking, Jeff.
Yeah, okay. We're on TV.
I know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's that olive oil you've been drinking.
I know.
Hey, take some matches with you.
Hey, listen, he couldn't hold it. After 40, you can't hold it no
that's
more.
That's a first.
You can't hold it.
Unless.
I don't find any humor in it.
Olive oil. Shaq drinking olive oil?
Shaq's on an olive oil diet plan.
Is that a thing? You guys are in the cutting edge of health.
I think it is. Like you mix it in your coffee or something. It's supposed to burn
really?
Fat. Or yeah.
Yep. He's trying to lose weight. And Kenny the Jet Smith said, it's an olive oil, man. You cannot. And he's like, yep.
Right, big fella?
Yep.
I hope they cut his mic.
I think they did there. But, I mean, you can play it again. You hear it in his voice. It's coming. You can hear his voice shaking.
They show the big door like closed behind it, like the big studio yeah. door. He goes,
you all right, big fella?
Yeah, you know, catching a cramp?
Go ahead. Keep talking, Jeff.
Yeah, okay. We're on TV. I know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's that olive oil you've been drinking.
I know.
Hey, take some matches with you.
Hey, listen, he couldn't hold it.
He can't hold it.
After 40, you can't hold it no
that's
more.
That's a first.
You can't hold it.
Unless.
That's right. Now, I immediately think of Chris Kelly. Because would you, so dedicated to your craft, poop yourself on that set?
Yes, I would. Yes,
you know, as you're giving your...
I have to.
You're giving your second half predictions for the Knicks and the Pistons. Well, not worth pooping yourself. But would you stay on and let it just stream out of you as you're giving your...
Yes.
We need to see more from Carl.
Oh, that's a new suit. Yes, I would.
I'm a
yes,
big fan of Jalen Brunson in the second half.
Yes, I would. That's exactly what I would do. That's because you have to stay true to your craft and do.
Because the red light is on. The cameras are on.
And you heard them like, we're on TV here.
Yeah.
We're on TV. He's walking across.
You're catching a crap.
Yeah.
I never heard that term.
I knew. And he did indeed catch a crap.
Oh, I thought he was saying, are you catching a cramp?
Oh, a cramp.
Oh, I thought he said cramp.
Yeah. Okay, I thought he said cramp because it sounds like crap, but I think he said you catching a cramp because I bet if you look at him, he's like
limping.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you're right. I thought he was
let's review.
Crap.
You all right, big fella?
Yeah, you know, catching a cramp?
Yeah, it's cramp, I think.
Is it?
I think so. I think it's cramp.
I think, and then when he starts shuffling off, you hear it and doing his voice, that's when they're like, oh, that's where he's going.
Go to
you all right, big fella?
Yeah, you know, catching a cramp?
Go ahead. Keep talking, Jeff.
Listen to him shuffle.
TV. I know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's that olive oil you've been.
You got to do the penguin walk.
Hey, take some matches with you.
Hey, listen, he couldn't hold it.
He can't hold it.
After 40, you can't hold it no
that's
more.
That's a first.
You can't hold it.
Unless.
That's right. Now, look, I've defecated myself on beaches, woods, you know.
In your running era, my running era.
Yeah, you still have it happen when you're out running somewhere. When you got to go, you got to go. You've had to lie to innkeepers to use their restrooms.
You're right.
Fouled up many porta-johns throughout our own city.
You're right.
into one, if I recall, to use it.
During COVID. In fairness to me, it was during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the kids had to come around. They were like, it's locked.
Yeah.
I was holding the door for them. So it was COVID times. There was nobody around. The other piece of sports dirt also comes from the NBA. Anthony Edwards is a star for the Minnesota Timberwolves. And there's an exchange now between Edwards, who is the star for the T-Wolves, going back and forth bickering with some Lakers fans. The game was in Los Angeles. You can't hear too much of what Edwards is saying. You hear more of the fans than you do of Anthony Edwards, but I'll give you a little rundown. They're making fun of him and the other player who's checking into the game, and Edwards is saying he makes $200 million. He makes $200 million. And they keep screaming back at him, where are your kids? Where are your kids? Where are your kids?
To the Ant-Man?
Yes. And finally, the Ant-Man takes it somewhat vulgar. I'm going to say this. And he says, my dick is bigger than yours. My dick is bigger than yours. My dick is bigger than yours. And he grabs his crotch area when he does it.
You suck.
That's the exchange between the fans and Anthony Edwards, and I just think it's terrific that he's getting involved, you know? There's a little back and forth.
A little give and take
here with the fans.
Low blow with the kids comment.
You think?
Well, it's timely because I believe he's battling his baby's mother in court.
I see.
He's fighting to get some of the proceedings sealed. He also, I believe this is correct, I think whatever he was ordered to pay in child support, which I believe was like $15,000 a month.
Yeah.
He said, bet. Here's a check for $1.8 million.
And just did it.
And just handed her, like, for the whole 18 years.
Right.
Did 15,000 tons. And he said, it's going to be $1.8 million for 18 years. Here's your check. She didn't like that because she said, well, wait a second. You could, which you will, get a Supermax contract and be making way more money.
Can the number go up?
And he's basically saying, what if that number goes up? You need to give me, I need $30,000 a month for child support.
Well, wait a minute, though. Once the number is $15,000 a month until the child is 18, does the judge come back in based on the salary of the person who's paying the child?
She's saying in 10 years things could change. He's making more money.
I understand that.
The lifestyle will change?
Yes.
Well, I understand all that, but then does a judge come in and say, oh, well, now you're making more money, you have to pay more money? Does that happen? That's my question.
I think it probably does if you're making, the child may need this or that, so the price goes up.
Oh, I would have thought that a judge would say you have to pay $15,000 a month until your child turns 18, and that's it.
That's right now.
I didn't know it was a negotiable scale as years go on. That's an interesting attorney question.
Yeah,
certainly is.
You know, at this time on Friday, Lisa Lanier will be here, our official
attorney. About the Ant-Man. Let's not talk about the size of genitalia.
I'm not going to play that for her. She's too delicate. I would not do that. You know, I was thinking the exact... Well, she's not... I'm more delicate than her.
Yeah.
Ed, so you could speak to this on child support. Is Biggie right that it is negotiable through the years? Go ahead.
Absolutely. It changes when your income changes. It's not an automatic thing. The judge doesn't just do it. The other spouse basically takes you back to court and gets a new number.
I see. Oh. Wow. Well,
I don't want to judge, but it sounds like he's learned the hard way.
In my personal case,
yeah.
I lost a really good job back in the economic downturn of 2009, mm-hmm. and went to work for a lot less money, and my child support went down.
Oh, really?
Went down.
That is interesting. I did not
know. Was wrong.
I didn't know that was happening.
I didn't either.
Thanks, Ed. You're right, Biggie. You were on the money on that. I had no idea. You know, I'll give you my theory on it in a minute. Anonymous, you're talking about child support, and does it go up or down through the years? Go ahead.
Hey, morning. Yeah, so I was telling Big that this is not a judge question. A divorced father could tell you right off that only if pretty much the wife go, my ex-wife, if she were to go back to court and say, I know he makes more money, so you'll be forced to submit all your tax returns and whatnot, and then they'll determine the new child support amount.
Wow.
So it doesn't happen automatically. It's only if one party goes back to court, and, you know, the reason they would do that, obviously, is if, hey, I know he's making more.
I'm surprised by that.
Huh.
I thought deal was a deal. You know, this is what the kid gets.
Yeah. So if he signs a $275 million, Supermax contract.
Yeah, he'll get more. Thank you, Anonymous. The woman will get more, the child will get more.
Mm-hmm.
But $15,000 a month seems like plenty to raise a kid on, you know? But he's going to make a lot more money than that. You know what I was going to say about her? This is my money brain thinking here. I thought, take that $1.8 million in today's dollars rather than $15,000 a month. And then you've got it in today's, you can invest properly.
Oh, there you go.
And turn that $1.8 million into way more.
Get some T-bills,
some
treasury, some bonds, securities.
Right now is a terrific buying opportunity in the
stock. That's what
I've heard. If you're paying attention to the stock market, right now is a tremendous buying opportunity.
All right, move on. Nothing to see here. Please disperse. Nothing to see here. Please.
I have a lot of dear friends who are supporters of the president, and they come into my office every day and say, isn't this great? What a buying opportunity. And I say, oh, yeah, it's wonderful. As I watch this.
I hope you've been as busy as I have.
It's just terrific. You could buy into the stock market right now.